I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all hearing, all knowing from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, welcome to another silsila, Reality of Shaitan. And like we bring you great topics regarding Shaitan, today's our topic is challenges of Shaitan. How Shaitan, what was the challenge Shaitan put forward? And how we are involved in this challenge of Shaitan. Before we talk about our topic, let's listen to a benefit of reciting peace and blessings, salutations upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited salat upon me the most in the world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, those who are the most closest to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the ones who are going to be the most ease on the day of judgment. And yawm al-qiyamah, we know how tough this day is going to be, how hard this day is going to be. And those who are going to be nearest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the ones who are going to be in the most ease. To be in that situation, being nearest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we need to do is be amongst those who recite darood, salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. The more we will recite inshallah, the closest we will be to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's a great challenge for us to do that, because alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, this great mindset is given to many people throughout the world. Millions of people are reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance, in so much quantity that we have to keep up with that quantity by reciting that much and try to recite even more. And we hear from the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they would spend so much of their day in reciting salutations, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to keep up, to be nearer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, we need to recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance, so that we can be the most amongst the people who are the nearest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islam brothers, our topic today in Reality of Shaitan is that challenges of Shaitan. And we know, we heard the stories of Shaitan promising to misguide the people. And this was the promise which he made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we heard in the previous silsilas. My dear Islam brothers, it is mentioned in a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Shaitan said to the Lord of the glory, by your glory, O Lord, I will keep trying to misguide your slaves as long as their souls are in their body. The Lord Azza wa Jal said, by my glory and majesty, I will continue to forgive them so long as they ask for forgiveness. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, Shaitan is going to continue trying to misguide us as long as our souls are in our body, till the last moments. And we heard regarding how Shaitan attacks people even in the last moment. Sometimes he approaches and he comes in the form of the deceased person's parents, sometime in the deceased person's mother, sometime as his father, sometime the deceased person's friends, the people who are near to him. And he tries to trick them in saying that I died upon this religion, you also die upon this, leave Islam. And he tries to trick people even in the last moments, till our soul is in our body. My dear Islam brothers, we need to keep ourselves saved. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, till my people continue asking for forgiveness, I will grant them forgiveness. So my dear Islamic brothers, it is for us that we continue asking forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make a mistake, turn into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We commit a sin, turn into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue asking forgiveness. Insha'Allah azawajal, the mercy of Allah azawajal is so great that if a mother can forgive her child when he makes a mistake once, twice, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, the mother still pardons the child. Allah's mercy is greater than any mother. And my dear Islamic brothers, Allah will continue forgiving us. So continue turning into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as we make a mistake, as soon as we commit a sin, turn in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon us. If possible, try to shed some tears in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to cry with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, like this, our sins will be forgiven and we will turn back into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or what happens normally when the person commits a sin and he does not repent, a dot is placed on his heart. And he commits another sin, another dot is placed on his heart. Like this, dots are placed on his heart till his heart becomes black. And then the ability to able to repent, he moves away from this ability. So my dear Islamic brothers, always, whenever you make a mistake, turn into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we will able to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this, we will able to gain protection from shaitan by repenting in his court. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Para 5 in Surah An-Nisa, verse 118 and 119, the one whom Allah has cursed, the devil, he said, I swear I will certainly take a specific portion of your bondsman as my followers. I swear I will surely lead them astray, and I will certainly arouse sinful desires in them, and I will definitely order them so they will pierce the ears of animals, a ritual of the idol worshippers, and I will definitely order them so that they will change the creation of Allah, and whomsoever chooses the devil for a friend instead of Allah has indeed suffered a manifest loss. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, big challenge of shaitan to misguide the human being, misguide us from the right path, misguide us from the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And at times the devil, Iblis, shaitan, he takes us so far away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. He takes us so far away from asking forgiveness from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that it is hard for that person to turn back to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And for this, Iblis, Shaitan, he uses different ways, he uses different tactics to misguide the people. And some of the tactics, some of the ways Iblis, Shaitan uses, he puts in the mind of the and the hearts of the people that he's going to live a long life and makes them negligent of death. So Iblis, Shaitan, he takes the thought out of our minds, out of our hearts, that we're going to die one day. And he makes us go towards this thought of living a long life. This is why you find many people, first of all, they are people who refuse to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they think this life is everything. Everything is in this life. Then people have rejected the commands of Allah. They have refused to believe in Allah. Why? Because of the hope of this long life that they're going to live for a long period of time. And those who believe, they are involved in so many sins. They are following the ways of the devil. They are following the way of shaitan. Why? Because this hope of long life. People are starting to think, I've got a long time yet. When I get older, I will repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will start to do the tasbih. I will start to do the zikr of Allah. I will go and perform my hajj. I will start to do good actions. And like this, death comes to them and death overtakes them. And they are in the state of negligence and they have lost out. They are overtaken by death. Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he writes a very beautiful thing in related to this and making us reflect. Let's listen to how Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi pictures this. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he writes in Kinya-i Saadat that it is foolishness to put the desires of the long life in your heart. And it happens. Why does this happen? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah, it happens because of ignorance or the love of the world. A foolish and ignorant is that a person, he relies upon his youth and he takes out the thought of dying before old age. And also, like this, a person ignorance is that in the state of strength, good health, to think death will not come to him. The person who is like this, he should ponder over these things. Having not seen that millions of children before reaching the youth pass away, having not seen that thousands of people before reaching the peak of the youth have left the world, have not seen many youth in the peaks of the youthhood not tasted death, have not seen tens and thousands of youth not fallen ill, along these things, to put this into your heart, that death is not in your control and you cannot make death come to you whenever you want. Like this, rely upon the youth or any other thing will itself feel like ignorance. The second thing is the hope for a long life is the love of the world. That a person continues to satisfy his heart by thinking that I have got a very long time yet. Who's going to die now? First, let me make my house. Let me start my business. Let me have a nice car. And when I will get old, I will do the zikr of Allah. Meaning I will start to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Like this, from every one work, 10 other works come out. When one person has one idea, one plan, other works come out. Till one day, the call of death comes to him. And other than regret, he has nothing else. The person who has these thoughts should learn and realize the reality of life and death. So the person who realizes the reality of life, that the pleasure of the world is only for a few days, he will finish over death one day. They cannot keep it dear, meaning the world to be a dear place. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi so beautifully puts all this picture. Dila ghafil na ho yaqdam, ye dunya chhod jana hai. Bagiche chhod kar khali zameen andar samana hai. In other words, do not become negligent that you will live in this world. In leaving the house, you will go under the soil to live. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this is the reality of life. So do not fall in the tricks of shaitan that we're going to live forever. We're going to be living a long life. The thing which will benefit us in the next world, there are two things which will benefit us. Knowledge and deeds, meaning worship. So let's involve ourselves in them two things. Seeking the knowledge of deen, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending our time in praying namaz, in performing ibadat, in doing the zikr of Allah, and going out there, searching the knowledge of the deen, acting upon the knowledge which we gain. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll able to make our dunya successful and also our akhirah successful. And the love of the dunya, my dear Islam brothers, this leads to destruction. Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam was saying in a sermon that the love of the world is the head of all sins. Another thing which was mentioned earlier, that shaitan also said, I will definitely order them that they will change the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jal has created us and He has created these things. Allah Azza wa Jal created the fitrah, and to change this is against the Sharia and it is haram to change the fitrah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam cursed the man who imitates a woman and a woman who imitates a man. In another narration, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has said, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam cursed the man who copies a woman and a woman who copies a man. It is stated in a hadith that the woman who adopts masculine styles will be deprived of heaven. My dear Islam brothers, shaitan is trying to trick us in his ways. In many different ways, we've heard that how he involves us to dress up like women, how he involves the women to dress up like men. And this has become so common in our society today. People are trying to become like men, are trying to become like women. And people are dressing up like women and women on the same hand, and the women on the other side are trying to dress up like the women. The haircuts, the hairstyles, our dress code is changing so much that we are following the ways of shaitan. This is the way of Iblis, that he wants to change our these ways of ours. And also, my dear Islam brothers, many men might not dress up like the women, but on occasions like weddings, you find the things which is made haram for men, like gold. Men are wearing gold rings at the time of their weddings, or gold necklaces. Why? And the women are putting on these rings onto the men's finger. The parents are not looking what the Sharia has ordered us. And that time, they are involved in making their child, their son, wear gold. But keep in mind, wearing gold is haram for men. My dear Islam brothers, we should not wear gold at all. Men should not wear gold at all. My dear Islam brothers, like this, those things which are forbidden in Sharia to wear, like silk for men, men should not also wear silk. Also, my dear Islam brothers, keep in mind that the ring which is permissible to wear is 4 grams for a man, and the ring needs to be made out of silver. The weight should not be more than 4 grams, and it should have 1 stone in it. It cannot have more than 1 stone either. So these are the things, my dear Islam brothers, we need to keep in mind, not follow the ways of shaitan, follow the commandments of Sharia, what Sharia has ordered us, rather than following the ways of shaitan. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the challenge shaitan has taken up, he's going to misguide us. Now we need to be aware. We need to be in the state of awake that shaitan is out there trying to misguide us. We need to focus and realize where shaitan is trying to misguide us. And every spot where shaitan is trying to misguide us, we need to be saving ourselves, protecting ourselves. And a very beautiful way to keep ourselves saved from the tricks of shaitan is by adopting good company. When you will stay in good company, my dear Islam brothers, there will be reminders from the good company you adopt. And inshallah, these reminders will be saving us from these tricks of shaitan, from shaitan able to misguide us. And inshallah, this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami is that unique company. Inshallah, stay in this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. And inshallah, we will be saved from many ways of shaitan. We'll be saved from many tricks of shaitan. And inshallah, involve yourself in practicing the deen. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami gives us this platform where it's very easy for us to practice the Sharia. No matter what condition we are in, what situation we are in at the moment, people are in lockdown, we're in the situation, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is providing services in your own homes where you can learn the Holy Quran, where you can learn the teaching of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami provides many courses online. Alhamdulillah, like this, Dawat Islami provides a service, Madrasatul Madina online, which in your own homes you can learn the Holy Quran, my dear Islam brothers. And this way, Dawat Islami teach, there are many courses, Bukhari Shariat course, other courses, alhamdulillah, where we can learn about our Sharia, the things which are made haram for us, the things which are permissible for us, the things which we need to be doing, the commands which we need to be following, learning about namaz, all these things, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers, Dawat Islam is teaching us a way to also stay away from the tricks of shaitan, traveling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the madani kaflas of Dawat Islami. This will save us and protect us, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Give us the ability to also follow the Sharia, and how Sharia is followed, we will be able to learn through this beautiful company. Also, Madani Channel, my dear Islam brothers, is a great means of us following the Sharia. Keep connected with Madani Channel, inshallah, Azzawajal. The words of our Sheikh Tariqat, Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliya, the words of the pious people of Allah are always a means of us changing, becoming better. Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliya is always making us reflect over the Akhirah. The love of the world, my dear Islam brothers, which is there, try to divert us away from following the Sharia. The love of the dunya is there, my dear Islam brothers. It's trying to keep us away from the following the footsteps of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the ways of the pious people of Allah azza wa jal. My dear Islam, we need to take out the love of the world and put up the love of the akhirah in our hearts. Ponder over that you're going to die one day, that we will meet our death. And focus, get into this habit of focusing, pondering over your actions. A way which we can do this, alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami has given us شیخ طریقت امیر سنت دامت برکاتم العالیہ حضرت ابو بلال محمد الیاس قادری دامت برکاتم العالیہ has given us a collection of 72 مدنی نمات for the males, for the brothers, and like this 63 for the sisters, 40 for the children. Alhamdulillah, these are ways, my dear Islamic brothers, will give us a focus to ponder over the actions which we need to be doing, the actions which we need to be avoiding, which are the ways of shaitan, which are the ways of the pious people of Allah. And inshallah, when we will able to succeed in following these commands of Allah, following these beautiful madani points, inshallah, these 40 points, these 63 points, these 72 points, inshallah, we will able to follow the Sharia and realize how much we are in following the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, how we are away from the ways of shaitan. And inshallah, this will enable us to understand where we stand, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, keep yourself connected with the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Keep yourself with good company. Haja Ghareem Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayhi is beautifully said. He said, good company is better than good actions, and bad company is worse than bad actions. So always keep in good company. Keep in the company of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, you will able to do good. And if you are in bad company, this will lead you towards badness. Good company always leads you towards goodness. So my dear Islam brothers, keep yourself connected with Dawat Islami. Keep yourself connected with Madani channel, inshallah. Through this, we will able to save ourselves from the tricks of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to save ourselves from the tricks of shaitan. Ameen. Bijah Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The All-Hearing.